Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 26th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Stephen Moore reporting. The National Mediation Board today announced the voting schedule for representation election for United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia flight attendants. Balloting instructions will be sent to over 24,000 flight attendants on May 17th, and voting will close June 29th, 2011. This is great news as the NMB listened to us and extended the election period in consideration of our flight attendants based at international locations. With the NMB announcement establishing the representation vote timeline, we are one step closer to uniting flight attendants at United Airlines. This is a historic moment in our careers, the magnitude of which cannot be overstated. We face the most important decisions we will ever make as United flight attendants, and the outcome will define our profession. What is on the line has never been more important. We encourage you to choose a democratic, member-driven union, AFA. We face an unprecedented and extraordinary opportunity. AFA is excited and prepared to take full advantage of this merger, and AFA is excited to welcome our newest members and their ideas, opinions, beliefs, and priorities, and bring the harmony of creating something new and wonderful out of this proud individual group of flight attendants. This is an extraordinarily exciting time, and we know flight attendants are eager and energized to work together as soon as possible. Through AFA, we will usher in a new era and provide the opportunity for flight attendants to thrive and succeed together. Voting for AFA is a strong vote for our profession. Voting for AFA is a strong vote for our future. Together, we will do better. Your AFA meetings are continuing this week with flight attendants, representatives, and AFA staff experts on hand to provide details about the tremendous resources our union uses to protect and advance our careers. Each location and day has two meetings, 10 to 12:30 and 1:30 to 4, and the upcoming locations are Wednesday, April 27th, Denver, Thursday, April 28th, San Francisco, and Friday, April 29th, Los Angeles. No other union has the resources we have at AFA, the experts, the experience, and the passion 100% focused on flight attendants and our issues. AFA is the only union 100% focused on improving the lives of flight attendants. We have received tremendously positive feedback about these meetings happening around our system. Attend one if you can. Meet with our flight attendant representatives and professional staff. You have an opportunity to learn from the source about the benefits of AFA membership. Information about the representation election will also be presented to enable you to make the right choice in the election for flight attendants, AFA. If you're not able to make it to one of your AFA meetings, you'll have an additional opportunity to learn more about AFA, ask questions live, and participate in an online union meeting. On May 4th, from 3 to 5 Eastern Daylight Savings Time, we will be hosting an AFA webcast to address any and all questions you may have. Stay tuned for more details. As a reminder, all flight attendants must complete the mandatory e-learning module entitled Revision Number 6, Summary and Assessment, no later than this Thursday, April 28th, 2011, at 11:59 p.m., in order to retain flying qualifications. Any flight attendant who has not completed this training is currently programmatically blocked from trading or picking up any IDs or trading reserve days in May until this training has been completed. More details are available on our website. The voluntary furlough was completed yesterday through our contractual benefit and work with the company for a reassessment of actual manpower needs. The company was able to award all valid voluntary furlough requests for a total of 519 flight attendants. The most senior voluntary furlough award has an in-flight seniority date of December 16, 1964, and the most junior has an in-flight seniority date of May 20, 2008. More information and a breakdown of the awards by domicile and seniority can be found at unitedafa.org. Last week's sessions focus on the topic of scheduling. A primary focus included discussions in the area of reassignments, trip training with open flying, legalities, language qualified, purser, partnership flying, and commencement of duty. There were also counterproposals on Section 17, seniority, and Section 30, union security. While we expect counterproposals at our next mediation session, it is clear that management continues to seek concessions in the form of productivity by eliminating legalities. The National Mediation Board has scheduled our next negotiations to continue through the summer, and we have an advice of dates for May, June, and July. Our next session is scheduled for the week of May 23, 2011 in Chicago, and we have proposed to bring Section 10, Reserve, back to the negotiating table. As you know, fundamental improvements to Reserve is a top priority in these negotiations, and we look forward to engaging management on this important section of our contract. For a more in-depth weekly negotiations update, refer to our website and contact your local council to join the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.